For Main Menu, this is Tandy Way. First of all, I want to thank those of you who have taken the time to write to me an email or talk to me on the different message boards. I appreciate your comments, and I'll keep on trying to produce some informative features for Main Menu. In the last 2 weeks, I've had some very heavy and serious topics to deal with. Today, I thought we would deal with just some fun. We all need a little fun. I'm not into games, but I don't have to do everything that's so deathly serious, such as the two topics I've done prior to today. Today, I'd like to talk to you about a program that can be fun, and yet it will serve a useful purpose. And there are a lot of people who have a deep, abiding interest in this subject. I'm not one of them, but we all have to pay attention at one level or another. I'm talking about the subject that we all talk about, but very few of us, if any, can do anything about. The weather. The weather. We all talk about the weather, but other than listen to our local forecast and try to prepare accordingly, there's not much we can do about it. But it is sure nice to keep up on your local conditions, or maybe the conditions in some city that you used to live in, or you're going to live in, or you're going to vacation in. And there's a cute little program out on the internet called Weather Aloud. And what it does is it connects via the internet to some sort of a weather data service that is constantly updated and gathers information that you choose. You can decide how much of a forecast you want, whether you want the dew point or whether you want the winds and so forth. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And it takes this information, and rather than displaying it on your screen for your screen reader to read, although it is there and you can do it that way as well, it uses the Microsoft speech engine, and it's a part of the program, so if you don't have that on your machine, it will install it for you. And it voices the weather conditions for you. You can have a list of selected cities that you are especially interested in. You can update the conditions. You can choose other cities. It's just a lot of fun. And it's an easy program to install, the standard wizard type installation. The program isn't expensive. I believe it's around $19.95 should you decide to buy it. But it has the normal 30-day, I believe, trial. So let's visit Weather Aloud and see what we can find out about weather conditions. Let me go to my desktop here, and let me slow down my deck talk. I realized on the ERU demo that probably I was running the machine just a little bit faster than we should for a demonstration. Let me just... There we go. Turn that down. And I happen to have an icon on my desktop for Weather Aloud, so let me press W. It's 37 out of 41. Let me key weather. There we go. And the first thing that comes up is a kind of a registration, or what I would call a nag screen. And there's a couple of tabs here.
Button. Continue.
There's a continue button.
Button. Support.
Support.
Button. Mailing list.
Mailing list.
Button. Other products.
Other products that this company makes.
Button. Exit. Button. Purchase.
Exit and purchase. But let's go to the continue button. And I'll press the space bar.
Space, weather allows, weather allows slash.
Okay, now the program is...
Weather allows, tip of the day, weather allows, read only, bridge headed, graphic, graphic.
Now it comes up with a tip of the day, but I'm going to skip that.
Button, show the cities, button, show global locations.
Now, let's walk across these different buttons that you have.
Button, pause, button, stop, button, help, button, update, button, conditions.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of these. Update, well, that's where it will go out to the internet and get the latest conditions. And then conditions, if I press that button, it will give me the weather conditions, the temperature, the wind speed, and so forth.
Button, forecast.
Forecast will give me the current forecast, and it will also give it to me for several days.
Button, random.
Random. It will just... I think it'll just pick a random city. I haven't really played with that one too much.
Button, help.
Help.
Combo box, Fort Myers, Florida, United Kingdom.
Now I'm on a combo box here.
Howard, London, United Kingdom, Europe, 2 of 7.
I have 7 cities in this deal. Some of them were pre-selected for me. And I put in Fort Myers, Florida, which is where I'm moving in a few days. By the time you hear this, I should be moved, hopefully. So we've got Fort Myers, Florida, London.
New York.
That was put in there for me, New York.
Seattle, Washington. Sydney, New South Wales.
Sydney.
Tampa, Florida.
And Tampa, Florida. Now, let's go on and tab across this list.
Combo Fox. Read only, bridge-headed. Button, show cities. Button, show global location.
Okay.
Pause.
Show global locations. That would be where it will display virtually every city that's in its database. Now, let me choose Tampa.
Button, stop. Button, help. Button, update. Button,
Let me use the update button here.
Space.
Okay. It's going out to the net, and it's updating the cities that are in my seven selected cities. Now,
button conditions, button forecast.
I want to find
button random, button help, combo box, Tampa, Florida, United States.
Okay, I've got it on the Tampa, Florida, United States button. Let's see, first of all,
button help.
I'm going to back tab here.
Button random, button forecast, button conditions.
I'm going to let you hear what the conditions are at the time I made this recording.
Here are the current conditions for Tampa, Florida, at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. The temperature is 72 degrees. Winds are from the north at 9 miles per hour. Conditions are partly cloudy.
Okay, those are the conditions in Tampa. Now let's go here.
Button forecast button random.
Let's go to the forecast button first of all.
Forecast
for Tampa, Florida.
The forecast for Tampa, Florida, at 10:33 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time on April 25 now. Scattered showers continue over the central Polk County with isolated thunderstorms developing. They will affect Lake Wales, Cross Prince, Bartow, and Fort Meade through midnight. The showers and thunderstorms are moving eastward at 10 miles per hour, brief heavy downpours, gusty winds to 25 miles per hour, and occasional lightning can be expected near the thunderstorms. Overnight, partly cloudy with isolated showers ending late. Cooler with the low.
Okay, and it goes on and tells you the conditions not only tonight, but it will give a couple of days.
But random.
Now.
But help. Combo box, Tampa.
Let's find
Sydney, New South Wales.
Let's see what's going on in New South Wales here.
But
let's go back.
Button.
Let's go to the conditions button.
Here are the current conditions for Sydney, New South Wales, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The temperature is 73 degrees. Winds are from the southeast at 7 miles per hour. Conditions are unknown.
Okay, and so it gave the conditions in Sydney. I guess that's over there in Jonathan Mosen's territory, so he should recognize those weather conditions. And, of course, we could do the same thing, forecast and everything like that. Now, let me show you how you are able to control what you get as far as these conditions. I'm having several programs that are deciding that this is an opportune time to do something.
Let me
take care of that. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at the options. Let me find the options button here. Default options. Here we go. Now, we're in the default options. This determines what, you know, like some people are interested in the barometric pressure. Some people are not. So this allows you to decide what in the forecast and what in the conditions are going to be spoken. So we've got a series of checkboxes here.
Checkbox, check, time conditions were updated.
Time the conditions were updated. I have a check mark, so it tells me what time the retrieval or the last time that the conditions were updated. And that's kind of important because you want to know if it's right up to the minute or it was an hour ago or whatever.
Checkbox, check, temperature.
Temperature.
Checkbox, unchecked, humidity.
Humidity. I never was big on humidity, so I unchecked it.
Checkbox, unchecked, dew point.
The dew point, I have it unchecked.
Checkbox, checked, winds.
Winds, I have it unchecked.
Checkbox, unchecked, pressure.
Pressure, barometric pressure.
Checkbox, checked, conditions.
Conditions.
Checkbox unchecked. Visibility.
Visibility.
Checkbox unchecked. Read forecast.
And the read the forecast.
Checkbox checked. Time forecast was updated.
And there you go. Those are the different. Those are what you call the default options. So that is the program Weather Aloud. It's a fun program. If you're casually interested in weather, you kind of like to know if you need an umbrella or you need a snow shovel or whatever. Of course, you're going to know that from your local TV man, but this is sort of cute. You can have this on your desktop and just real quickly check on the weather conditions. If you're a dyed-in-the-wool weatherman, this may be a tool that you'd like to use. Weather Aloud is available on several of the websites that specialize in having programs for the blind. And I'm sure that if you do a little checking on some of the mailing lists, you'll be told where you can get it. It's a cute program, easy to install, no problems. If you get tired of it or you decide you don't want it anymore, it's standard uninstall procedure using the add remove programs. Does a clean uninstall, doesn't bother your system. I hope you enjoyed this review of Weather Aloud, and we'll talk to you again later on. For Main Menu, this is Tandy Way.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the great people who make Main Menu possible, thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you again next week.